you say we go out on a date?
Ooh, date night. I'll go change my bra.
Dating sucks.
So what? How did the date go last night?
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened.
Were you wine-dined and left behind?
Well, it's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
Well, listener Mike got a hold of us, wanted to know what happened with Colleen. Not our Colleen.
Right. To be clear.
Just to be clear.
Although I did go out with a few Mikes.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
We don't want to start any rumors here, so no. It's a different Colleen who we're going to talk to in just a moment. But went to Black Panther, said the movie was good. He thought the date was good, but hasn't heard from her in about a week and a half. So let's see what's going on and what happened. Hi, Colleen. How you doing?
Hi. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
All right, I'm better.
Okay. We're just calling because we were chatting with Mike, and he has seemed to have some trouble getting in touch with you. Mike from your Black Panther movie date.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he wanted to know. I mean, he's kind of wondering. He hasn't heard from you. So did something happen on the date that bothered you, ruined it for you?
Was it his rough hands? He seems to think it's because he might have rough hands.
No, not at all. Actually, I've had the flu. I've been, like, died last week.
Oh. See, I thought this was like your sexy, sultry voice. This is flu voice.
No, I
was understanding why Mike was really turned on.
Okay.
I wish that was it. Sorry.
That's all right. Hopefully you're feeling a little better and stuff. So, you know, Mike is listening in, and, you know, he thought that you were blowing him off. What did you have to say now that you've just been sick?
I've just been kind of thrown out of it, just starting to feel a little better. I've been sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mike, she's been sick.
Yeah, I hear that, but you couldn't text me? Like, you know, I mean, you were so sick you couldn't type hi into your phone and just shoot off a text?
No, honestly, I couldn't. I was literally in bed all week. I mean,
honestly, guys, if I had the flu, I would text back. I don't know if I believe it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very well. This influenza has had people wiped out.
This influenza.
Well, it has.
I know. Just, you're not a doctor. Well, all right? It's called the flu.
I understand where
this influenza
magnifioso
is.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know, Mike. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I think I have yet to be that, you know,
right,
to the world,
yes,
that I couldn't text a, hey, I'm sick.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you sound sick.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like I'm faking it. I mean.
Yeah. Okay. You were so bedridden, you couldn't text even a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it takes like a second, right? Like, I mean, I've certainly been sick before. I still have contact with the world.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. If I'm stuck in bed for a week, that's a week of me on my phone.
Really? That's what I'm...
I was in bed. I was like throwing up all week.
Were you planning to call him back?
Outside world.
Yeah, were you planning to call him back?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I just started feeling better. Yesterday was the first day I even got out of bed and ate anything.
Okay, so you want to go out on another date then?
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to, but right now he's kind of being a jerk.
Oh. Okay, Mike, here's your chance to backtrack a little bit here. I mean, she says she still wants to go out with you. So can you just take her word for it that she's sick? She says she'll go out again.
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely in unless you're sick to text me again or something, you know.
Oh, no.
He had to get that in,
right,
didn't you?
Well, this will be good then.
He says he'll go out again. Colleen, you said you would. He got his little shot in there, too. What do you think?
You know, I'd like to. I mean, if we get past this whole thing.
Okay. All right. Can you get past this, Mike? She didn't text you.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. It just still seems a little shady to me.
All right. I don't think you should go out again.
You know what? Screw you. I'm done. I was too sick. At this point, I don't even give a shit. You're too fixated on this.
There we go.
All right. Well, too. You know, you're playing the game.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know you're lying about being sick.
This is the okay. This is the other thing about influenza is that it leaves you with little patience, okay? She's probably starving. Okay. You know, it's you're just feeling better, and, you know, we appreciate you coming on, Colleen. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
too afraid to say that she ghosted me. That's what I think.
Okay. Well,
I think you took it too far, Mike.
It's over. Either way, we're not going out here. It's obvious at this point. But thanks for both of you being on the show and explaining your side of things. Good luck.
Thanks for trying.
All right.
Feel better.
Feel better, Colleen.
Hey.
Have you been ghosted?
Are you wondering what happened?
Call the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt after the show hotline to tell us about it.
At 309-4270.